8 of 9 games away from T-Mobile Arena. They'll be in Vancouver tomorrow night and return to the Fortress Saturday to take on the Washington Capitals. UNLV men's basketball nearly blew an 18-point lead to the University of Akron last night, but held on for the 72-70 win at the Thomas & Mack Center. And the Los Angeles Lakers are in Detroit this afternoon to take on the Pistons. Catch it all on our sister station, 106.9 The Bomb. Coverage starts at 3:45.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet. Located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio done right.
This is Ron Quince, your Republican candidate for Nevada Congressional District 1 and a 20-year resident of the Las Vegas Valley. Over the last few weeks, I've had friends, neighbors, and clients ask me why I'm taking time away from a great career to run for Congress. The answer is two reasons. I'm doing it for the future of my two young precious daughters, and I'm doing it for you. When the American dream is alive for you, it is alive for all of us. It's a shame that the dream is now fading because of the reckless actions of Dina Titus and her boss, Joe Biden, and their thirst for power and control over your life. They have lied to us, destroyed our economy, our energy independence, and they have attacked our families. It's time for us to take a stand. The Ron Quince campaign is about you and the fight to reclaim the dream, the opportunities, and the freedoms that were promised in our Constitution and Declaration of Independence. You have a powerful voice, and I'm listening. Join our fight for Congress today at ronq4u.com. Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
KMCQ on time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Centers. Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
Pretty uneventful start to the drive-in this Wednesday morning. There are no accidents to report on our freeways. Actually, looks really good up and down the resort corridor right now. Southbound side looks lighter than usual for this time of day. One northeast accident to report, though, on Cheyenne eastbound just past Losi. Mostly cloudy skies today. We'll have light winds and highs hovering right around the 60-degree mark this afternoon. 46, though, right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Held a news conference yesterday and made the case for a supplemental that includes funding for Ukraine, for Israel, for Taiwan, but also for border security. That is what the House wants. That is what Republicans in the Senate want. But it apparently is not what Chuck Schumer wants. Let's see if we can squeeze this in before the break. This is cut number two. Chuck Schumer promoting the supplemental, but never, ever mentions the southern border. Listen to this.
We have a lot to get done before the end of this year, including a bipartisan national security package. In our supplemental, there are a number of things we have to do at once. Deliver aid to Israel, aid to Ukraine, humanitarian assistance to help innocent victims in Gaza, and military capabilities in the Indo-Pacific. All these national issues, national security issues, are related and should move together. We are under a threat from authoritarians around the world, whether they be in Russia or China or Iran, and Iran-sponsored things like Hamas and Hezbollah. As the Republican leader has noted, America doesn't have the luxury, I agree with the leader on that for sure, America doesn't have the luxury to pick and choose national security threats that befall us. We must address all of them, because our adversaries, Russia, China, the CPP, Russia, Iran, the CPP, are investing heavily in them too. But for weeks, long weeks, a handful of Republicans have dangerously tried to link Ukraine aid and make our support for democracy in the West, a pivotal issue that history will remember us for, conditional on passing hard right border policies similar to H.R. 2. Instead, Democrats are working to have a good faith conversation with Republicans on what both sides can agree on the border. But you can know one thing for sure, that it's the Republicans holding this up by their insistence on an extraneous and partisan issue that where there's always difficulty in coming to agreement on. I implore my colleagues on both sides of the aisle to stand firmly on the right side of history, to work in good faith to pass aid for the Ukrainian people as part of our supplemental.
Chuck Schumer yesterday at a newser in our nation's capital. I'll just tell you, he didn't link any of those things, Israeli aid, Ukraine, Taiwan, and he left out border security, border along our southern border. That's something that's got to be fixed. And I don't know that there is any amount of negotiation. You may have some thoughts on this, if this is something that that needs to be a part of this supplemental. Call me right now at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Does it need to be in this package? The House says yes. Republicans in the Senate say yes. But Chuck Schumer says no. What does that all mean? We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up in just a couple of minutes. And I promise you, we will get to your calls. Again, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. This hour brought to you by True Dentistry. Dr. Joe Willardson is my dentist. In fact, I was in the chair for about an hour and 15 minutes yesterday. He can be your dentist, too. And now True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation to all new patients. That's a $150 value, absolutely free. Free. Don't you just love that? A True Dentistry with two locations to serve you in the Southwest. That's where I was yesterday. And in Summerlin, call 702-434-4800 or check them out at truedentistry.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Our community is in crisis. Pets are being abandoned in our streets, and our animals need you. Lerner and Rowe is asking you to join them in supporting Nevada SPCA now by adopting or fostering a dog, cat, or small pet. Nevada SPCA is Southern Nevada's original life-saving shelter and exists entirely on your donations. Give happiness today at nevadaspca.org.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Get baked, get sauced, get rocked. The all-new River Rock Pizza and Pasta at Arizona Charlie's Decatur is serving up some of the best specialty pizzas and classic pasta dishes this side of Vegas. With braised short ribs, lasagna, chicken parmesan, and more, our classic rock-inspired restaurant will have you dancing in your seat. River Rock Pizza and Pasta at Arizona Charlie's Decatur is available for dining in or to go. Only at
Arizona Charlie's Casino.
Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs through December 7th? If you have Medicare Advantage, a Medicare supplement, or a prescription drug plan, it's important to see what changes are coming your way in 2024. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're right here in Las Vegas and are Medicare brokers dedicated to making sure you have the best Medicare solution to fit your healthcare needs. If you're a veteran or a TRICARE for Life member, give Steve and Amy a call. You may be missing out on some well-earned benefits. Call now to schedule an annual review of your Medicare coverage. Call or text Steve and Amy Miller at 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Blue Sky does not offer every plan available in your area. Currently, they represent six organizations which offer 58 products in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov, 1-800-MEDICARE, or your local state health insurance program, SHIP, to get information on all your options.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So what do you think? Chuck Schumer says no to border security aid. Mitch McConnell says yes. The House of Representatives says yes, that it needs to be a part of this supplemental bill. We're going to get to your phone calls right now. In fact, you want to join us, you want to be a part of the show, you can. A lot of you are holding very patiently. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Let's go to Roderick. Roderick, you're leading off, and you're on Live and Local. I'm glad you called. Hi. I can hear you just fine.
All right. First off, I don't understand how the way that Biden opened the borders on day one was not a treasonous act. And I don't understand why we are funding so much money to the Ukraine while we are ignoring all the problems we have at home with the border and even Hawaii. way, we need to start focusing on our country and our citizens with our tax dollars. We're not approving this rapid spending for everybody else while we watch our country go to shambles.
Well, we're in the process of getting ready to send billions of dollars to Ukraine, to Israel, and yet we're shortchanging our own southern border, our own national security. Let me just ask you, what should we do as a nation? Should we include border security in this supplemental?
I absolutely think we should. I think that we should have a whole separate bill for border security. And I think further than that, any kind of bill we pass for all of these trillions of dollars or billions of dollars or even just millions of dollars, we need to have more kind of receipts to where we can see what the money's being spent on.
Good point. Roderick, thanks, man. I appreciate the call. Let's go to JD. JD, you've been holding very patiently. I thank you for that. You're up and you're on. Go right ahead.
Good morning. I wish everyone would call our congressmen and our senators and advise them that border security is utmost on our minds, and if they don't do something about it, we're going to vote against them. I hope that I would ask you to encourage all of the candidates you have on the show to make border security one of their main topics when they talk about it. And instead of attacking each other, attack their opponent, Susie Lee and Titus and Horsford, for not doing anything, and Rosen and Cortez Masto for not doing anything to protect our border, and make it an issue, and maybe take away the abortion issue. And at the same time, they better address the abortion issue forthrightly. In my opinion, they should take it on and say something to the effect of, can you abort a fetus that has a heartbeat? I can't. Can you abort a fetus that feels pain? I can't. But that's your decision. I'm going to let you make it, but I don't want to let you know my position. Take abortion away from them and make them address the border security, and I think we would have a good outcome, sir.
Good point. Good point, JD. Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Karl Rove is a pretty smart dude when it comes to politics and presidential politics in particular. Yesterday, I watched this on Fox News Channel, and I couldn't believe I was seeing this. Karl Rove is saying that the U.S. Senate race here in Nevada is open, that it is it's a key race. In fact, tell you what let's do. Let's go to cut one real quick. This is Karl Rove on Fox yesterday. Biden and the Senate in big trouble in 2024. Listen to this.
Carl, would a personnel change on the staff level make a difference here?
Well, if the personnel is the guy who sits behind the Oval, in the Oval Office behind the Roosevelt desk, perhaps. But look, there are problems that they have in terms of their organization. Take a look, for example, compare this White House to the White House in 2011. Chief of Staff was Bill Daley. He knew politics. The White House senior advisor, David Axelrod, had left to go over to the campaign. The campaign had a skilled operative who'd been involved in the 2008 Obama campaign, Jim Messina, and had a long track record of being involved in electoral campaigns. Look at this White House. Anita Dunn is inside the White House, but who is the close confidant of the president who's over at the campaign? The campaign manager has never run a campaign. Who's the chairman of the Democratic National Committee? It's Jaime Harrison, who spent $110 million and lost by a huge margin in South Carolina to Senator Scott in his reelection. So, you know, the team is not the A team, and the White House is, in my opinion, not well organized for what's coming. The chief of staff has no political involvement. Well, that's fine, but Anita Dunn is the only pro in this galaxy of people who are responsible for getting the president reelected.
Back to 2009 with President Obama. A couple things here. Let's go back to our Fox polling, Carl. I know you got a whiteboard, so let's get on with it. We had Biden and Trump. Trump up 4. Biden DeSantis. DeSantis up 5. Biden Haley. Haley up 11. And then we have, stand by, the job performance disapproval number from mid-November is 59%. Does that jive with what you're saying?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, we got confirmation. Take a look. These are the Fox and the Marquette Law School. Pretty good poll, Marquette Law School. Trump up 4 over Biden in Fox, up 4 in Marquette. DeSantis up 5 in Fox, up 2 in Marquette, and Haley up 11 in Fox and up 10 in Marquette. The White House has got plenty of confirmation. Those terrible approval ratings are being reflected in being behind in the presidential race. And that's, you know, you start out behind, but being double digits behind somebody whom the American people know very little about, Nikki Haley, that's a real problem for this White House. Hard to see how they're going to dig their way out of it.
Any president will want a Congress that reflects his party, his or her party. And this is a map here of 5 Senate seats that are currently held by Democrats that might flip to Republicans in 2024. West Virginia, Montana, Ohio, Arizona, Pennsylvania. How are things going in those states for Republicans?
Well, first, I'd add one more onto that list, 6, make it 6, which is Nevada, because it's trending slightly Republican. And look, the Democrats have got a real problem, particularly in the 3 states, Montana, Ohio, and West Virginia, that were won by the Republicans in the 2020 election and the 2016 election. And as a result, those Democrats are going to have big targets painted on their backs because the Republicans have got the upper hand. But you're right. Those 3 are the Republican best. We got primaries in a primary in Ohio. So we're going to have to wait and see who the nominee is there. But it looks like we're going to have good nominees in both West Virginia and Montana. Win those 2 and hold what we got, and you flip the Senate to a 51-49. And you're right. We've got other shots in Arizona, particularly if it's a 3-way race. We got a shot in Michigan. We got a shot in Nevada. We got a great shot in Pennsylvania with Dave McCormick, who's received the unanimous endorsement of the Republican Party of that state and is backed by the Senatorial Campaign Committee. So the Republicans are going to be on the offense in the Senate and have a map that's very favorable to them.
Carl Rove, the brain, on Fox News yesterday, I thought it was incredible that he now wants to include in that top 5 of most vulnerable. He wants to add Nevada to that list, and that's where we live. Stick around. More to do as we continue, as we get you ready for rank choice voting. Ken Blackwell will break it all down from the AmericaFirstPolicy.com, the former Ohio Secretary of State and Mayor of Cincinnati. He'll join us coming up at the top of the hour. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Coming up on the Wednesday edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show, countdown to Iowa. Looking closely at the polls, we can see there's one front runner, but a couple of others who are trying to make up the difference.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first,
every morning, the president wakes up to a top-secret brief on America's biggest challenges. Ever wished you were in the room? Of course you have. I'm Mike Baker, former CIA ops officer, and I'm here to give you the next best thing. Welcome to the President's Daily Brief podcast. Every weekday, I break down the day's most pressing issues in just 20 minutes. Get briefed. Stay ahead. Subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.
On this Wednesday, as the border becomes even more out of control and the cost of essentials continues to hammer working Americans, one wonders who exactly is approving of President Biden's job performance. Well, that crew is basically those who are invested emotionally with the president, satisfied that he defeated Donald Trump. Everything else, including personal prosperity, is secondary. About 80 million Americans voted for Joe Biden mainly because they despise Trump. Old Joe has never offered any problem-solving ideas or even showed concern over the suffering his idiotic policies have caused. Biden throws tax dollars at everything, then walks away to take a nap. Hate is a more powerful emotion than love. It's tough to say that, but it's true. and Biden was elected primarily by hate Trump voters. But that will not be enough next year in 2024. The president's record is so horrendous that even Jimmy Carter looks brilliant by comparison. One vivid example, since Biden took office, prices for essentials have risen 18%. The old saying is, stranger things have happened, but that will not cut it in next November's election. Back after this. If you thought booking your timeshare was difficult before, you know it's almost impossible now. For more than a decade, Lone Star Transfer has helped thousands of owners legally and permanently get out of their never-ending timeshare fees. Lone Star Transfer guarantees the release of all liability to your timeshare in writing and in a specific time frame. For free, no obligation consultation, please call 855-551-7066 or go to LoneStarTransfer.com.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is one you won't believe. The last word this hour goes to the folks at St. Mary's University. Or St. Mary's College, excuse me, an historically female Catholic college in Indiana. It is across the lake from Notre Dame. It is a university. In fact, the Daily Signal reports that it obtained an email from St. Mary's College president, Katie Conboy, revealing that the faculty will, quote, consider undergraduate applicants whose sex assigned at birth is female or who consistently live and identify as women. What they are saying is that this Catholic Women's College will begin taking male students who, quote, identify, unquote, as female, citing Pope Francis. This is unbelievable. It is just more evidence that our college campuses are infested with leftist stuff, and this whole thing of gender identity being a part of being an applicant to St. Mary's College at Notre Dame. That is incredible to me. We will be talking more about this as we go along, but I urge you to check. The Daily Signal is reporting that it obtained this email from the college president, Katie Conboy, and that it will, quote, consider undergraduate applicants who identify as female. They can be males, but they identify as a female. We'll talk about that and more coming up. Also, we're going to talk about ranked choice voting, a big event coming up here in Las Vegas later this week. In fact, on Friday, we'll tell you about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Trip to the dentist. Has it been a few years? 5 years? More? Hey, Kevin Wall here. For years, I went without dental care, and then I found Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. Whether it's been years since your last dental visit, or if you just haven't found a good dentist in Vegas yet, I hope you'll do what I did. Call True Dentistry, 702-434-4800. The number again, 702-434-4800. 334-4800. Right now, True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation to all new patients. A $150 value, absolutely free. Be sure to use your annual insurance benefits before the end of the year. True Dentistry has two convenient Valley locations in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800. That's 434-4800. Or check them out at TrueDentistry.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kevin.